was impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
Oh, Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Pegasus Pageant Show on 91.5 FM WFO Medford. I don't think I said those all in the right order, but I'm Claire.
I'm Katie.
And we have a really exciting show.
We're very excited today. About this.
I feel like this is like all I've ever wanted to do with a radio show. And now here it's happening. So,
in honor of a Taylor Swift's new album coming out, it came out.
It did. Okay, yes. Yeah. It's been released. I don't think it's on Spotify yet.
It's not on Spotify, which is annoying, but you know, I mean, that's okay. We are playing a lot of Taylor Swift songs. And this, so brace yourselves.
Yeah. It's like a Taylor Swift, like when a really established artist has a retrospective at a museum and like they only have that person's, like all of their work on display at once. We're doing a Taylor Swift retrospective.
So we're like musical curators at this point.
Basically, that's how I would describe us. We've transcended the role of DJ. We are musical curators, and we are going to be playing two songs from every Taylor Swift album that has existed so far, including the most recent one. So I hope everybody really likes Taylor Swift. The one we just had was Our Song by Taylor Swift.
You're really going to see the I think this is going to be interesting because we're going to see the evolution.
We started with her first album, which came out in 2008.
That's crazy.
9 years ago, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
And
because we grew up with her basically.
Yeah. I was really
this
into
is
her.
Our when childhood.
I was, you know, 9 years ago, I was 12.
Yeah. Right.
12.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So that was back in her really strong country days. As we shall see, she has evolved a lot since then. So.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Ready to play another one?
Yeah, we are ready.
Great.
So here's some more Taylor Swift.
Strange to think the songs we used to sing, the smiles, the flowers, everything is gone. Yesterday I found out about you, even now just looking at you feels wrong. it too. As I pace back and forth all this time, 'cause I honestly believed in you. Holding on, the days drag on. Stupid girl, I should've known, I should've known that I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet, lead her up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood, this is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to come around. Once upon a time, I believe it was a Tuesday when I caught your eye. We caught on to something, I hold on to the night. You looked me in the eye and told me you loved me. Were you just kidding? 'Cause it seems to me this thing is breaking down, we almost never speak. I don't feel welcome anymore, baby. What happened? Please tell me, 'cause one second it was perfect, now you're happy. Was I out of line? Did I say something way too honest? Made you run and hide like a scared little boy. I looked into your eyes, thought I knew you for a minute. Now I'm not so sure. So here's to everything coming down to nothing. Here's to silence that cuts me to the core. Where is this going? Thought I knew for a minute, but I don't anymore. At the phone, he's still everything. Back up, baby, back up. Did you forget everything? 'Cause it rains in your bedroom, everything is wrong. It rains when you're here and it rains when you're gone. 'Cause I was there when you said forever and always. Oh, I stare at the phone, you still hasn't come. And then you feel so low, you can't feel nothing at all. And you flash back to
burning brighter than the sun, and when you close, I feel WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Like a fall on rainstorm, and I'm a house of
us eye to eye till the gravity's too much. And I'll do anything you say if you say it with your hands. And I'd be smart to walk away, but you're quicksand. said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. Cheeks, say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
And we are back.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
It's okay. We have another PSA for you guys on emergency preparedness. So it's very exciting. Very important. Right. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
Yep, that's accurate.
This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Thank you, Katie. Yep. That was a little grim.
The picture, well, this is... This is the PSA that was lined up for today, unfortunately.
This is what we got for you guys.
Yep. Yep. So, but yeah, no, always like having like extra food is a good idea.
Yeah.
I realize kind of forget.
I have a lot of non-perishables, but I don't really have any water.
Yeah.
Like yeah. I don't have like a, yeah, that's probably something like I should
one,
have.
We have like 1 2-gallon thing of water.
Yeah.
Which is like a good point. Idea. Yeah. And I've never, yeah. Like, cause I think we always like take things for granted too, especially being in such an urban area.
Yeah. We but have, like running water access. That yeah. could easily, you could easily lose that yeah. in an emergency.
Yeah. No, it's good to be prepared.
Yeah. So go up, buy some water, friends.
Yep. Sounds good. song recap.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, if you've just tuned in or haven't heard us speak yet, we are playing only and all Taylor Swift today. So
it's very exciting.
We started out with her first album, which is called Taylor Swift and was released in 2008 and has very much that nice country twang. So we had Should Have Said No from that album. And then we moved into Fearless, which was also apparently released in 2008, which is interesting. So she was really...
Maybe it was like January, December.
Yeah. Feel. Yeah. Probably. Mm-hmm. But Fearless is the one that I remember the most from my childhood. That was like my favorite album of all time. And from Fearless, we had White Horse and Forever and Always.
Oh, I love that song.
Which is rumored to be about Joe Jonas, I think.
Interesting. we could speculate for a long time.
Yes. But. Yes. There's a lot of rumors flying around. And then we moved into the Platinum Edition of Fearless, which is like a special one. Not everybody knows about it. That came out in 2009.
Oh, my goodness.
And had all of the songs from Fearless, but also a couple new ones.
So which ones did we play for that?
We played a song called Untouchable from that, which is really beautiful and kind of slow and kind of sad. Yeah. But
she has a lot of really good songs that are not recognized widely.
Yes, a lot of her music that I like the best actually out of her whole repertoire is very like slow, soft, like piano based stuff. And that doesn't really get a lot of airplay on the radio because most of her
it's all like the really poppy stuff. Yeah.
Speaking of, when we moved into Speak Now, we played The Story of Us and Sparks Fly, which both of which were like a really high tempo.
I still like them though.
Pop kind of stuff, yes. And that was 2010. And then there was a whole 2-year hiatus.
Oh my gosh.
Before she came out with Red, which I think is her most underrated album.
That one is my most memorable.
I don't know that many songs from that.
I love that album.
Yeah, that one is not really a big memory for me. But,
yeah, well.
But it's good. It's good. It's definitely, I think, it feels like a transition
album.
It
definitely is a transition album.
From between Speak Now to 1989. And from Red, we played Treacherous, which was Katie's choice.
I love that song so much.
And I played
That's also a slower
The
one
Lucky
too.
One, which is also a slower one. Yeah. The Red is much more mature than Speak Now coming before it.
It's more mature. What do you mean by that?
I think, I don't know. It's just, I think it has more slower, more serious themes.
Yeah. No, true. Versus the like... Oh, boyfriend broke up. Like,
yeah.
It's more of like the...
It's a little more adult.
Yeah.
She's grown... Our little Taylor is grown up.
Yeah.
And then we have Wildest Dreams from 1989. And 1989 came out in 2014 when we were freshmen in college. Yeah. It was our freshman year.
Oh, wait. I completely remember
yeah,
that.
I remember it too. It was like a big... It was a big hit.
Yeah.
And it was like full swing Taylor Swift pop.
Yeah.
Like her new persona.
Yeah. I love Wildest Dreams,
Wildest Dreams is a good one.
It's a really good one. All right, so what do we got left over? We got a few more minutes left in our hour.
We do. We have one more song to play from 1989. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but it's a good one.
Excited.
And then we're going to close out our show today with two songs from her newest album, which is called Reputation, which is interesting.
Yep.
Is interesting.
We had to do it.
But yes. Wait. I mean, we're allowed to say our own opinions. Katie and I, so far, full disclosure, I have not listened to the full album yet.
Also, though, so the full album came out, and my friend was talking to me about it, and she was like, the songs that are on the rest of the album are so different from the
singles.
And we have a theory that maybe she was like, being like, oh, this is the reputation of these, like, really poppy but just like repetitive songs, and then she's throwing the rest of the album and it's like completely different.
So she's
breaking her own reputation.
Oh, interesting.
In the album.
Okay, that actually is really interesting.
So
yeah, the ones that we have to play for you today are the singles. So they've actually been out for a little while.
I do like one. I like one of the singles though.
Yes.
Like, I think it's cool. It's got some
I think
good
she released
stuff
four.
On.
I know three of them. I only really like one of them.
Yeah.
We're playing two. You'll find out what they are if you stay tuned. And maybe next week, we'll see if we can play
incorporate
some of the rest of her album.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to continue with some stuff from 1989.
All right, let's hear it.
Flashing lights and we took a wrong turn and we fell down. You held on tight to me, 'cause nothing's as it seems, and spinning out.
pretended it could last forever. We found Wonderland, you and I got lost in it, and life was never worse, but never better. Treasure cat smile. Ooh, didn't it all seem new and exciting? I felt your arms twisting around me. It's all fun and games till somebody loses their mind. Oh, darling, we found Wonderland. You and I got lost in it, and we pretended it could last forever. We found Wonderland. You and I got lost in it, and life was never worse, but never better.
Touch me and you'll never be alone. for it.